Definitely, because of this attack, it will make our work very difficult. And I say that from the experience we had previously when we had some attacks by terrorism in Isili, which is a suburb of Nairobi. You recall during that time, for example, people wearing hijabs would be spit at or they would be pushed out of matatus, which is the public transport. And it took a lot of outreach to tell Kenyans that crimes are not committed by tribes, clan, or regions, but they are committed by individuals. So definitely, yes, our work will be very difficult.
There are suggestions that tension will rise, especially following this terrorist attack, between native Kenyans and those who are Kenyans but from Somali origin and who are Muslims. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, that's why we as a commission, we need that to begin healing, reconciliation, cohesion activities, and trying to tell Kenyans that although we have indigenous Somalis in Kenya, it doesn't mean that they are a part and parcel of the small elements of the Somalis who are committing these heinous crimes in Kenya. So it's very, very, very important that we have to be proactive to make sure that those tensions begin. Already, there are people who are saying that all refugees, Somali refugees in Kenya should leave. So that tells you the kind of tension that is likely to happen in subsequent days unless some intervention of some outreach work is done by the Commission and other people of goodwill to Kenya.
Has the Commission stepped up efforts following this attack to lessen tension and strengthen national cohesion, which is your mandate?
That's correct. And one of the things that we have started is now we're developing radio messages. You know, radio is the most listened to mode of mass media in Kenya. And we have already asked some of the media department to begin developing messages that can go out on the radio immediately so that those tensions are arrested before they escalate. But I also like Kenyans, because there are many voices of Asian that are coming up and saying, please let us all together. This is an international attack. This has nothing to do with the local attack. And I think that message is also beginning to sink. So yes, it's something that we will do and will.
What will be your message to the people of Kenya following this terrorist attack?
My message to them will be, look, we have been on this road before. Remember in 98 what happened to us, and also in very subsequent times. But our unity is what made us to pull through this process. And I would want the same way Kenyans have reacted, for example, to the call to donate blood and also to donate money to help some of the families that are suffering. That same spirit that we show every time we are under attack is the same spirit that should prevail as we go through this process.